Andrew Vaught. I live in New Orleans for a couple of reasons. Number one, I'm from about an hour north of here, from a town called Covington. And New Orleans was always the cool place we would try and go, but we were afraid to because we would start drinking, and we didn't want to drive back across the causeway because it's a really long bridge. I lived in Philadelphia for a year working at a theater company, and it was an entire year of working in a system for somebody in a way that I didn't necessarily love or appreciate or think that that's where my energy needed to go. I left for Philly from here about 10 days before Katrina hit. So my whole year was kind of characterized by a drive to get back home. And I think there's something about New Orleans, because I don't want to say the word is isolated, but it's a different city than everywhere else in the country in a lot of ways, in a lot of very strong, extreme, noticeable ways. And I think people come down here because they think that they can create something that is truly theirs in a way that they could not do it anywhere else. Because a lot of the pressures, a lot of the mechanisms that are in place that support theater and other areas are not here. It's a double-edged sword because a lot of that means a lot of the funding that places like Minneapolis or Philadelphia has is not here. But the sense of community, the sense of DIY, the sense of improvisation that is in the works here is unlike anywhere else. I think artists are always looking for a tribe or a community. And New Orleans, especially in the years since the storm, has felt like a place where you can come and you can find a tribe or multiple tribes or compatriots in many different tribes. And so your sense of community and your sense of belonging as an artist is being reinforced on a daily basis. Those are a couple of the reasons I live in New Orleans.